I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Private wells in North Bennington continue to be tested for the potentially harmful carcinogen PFOA, a suspected carcinogen that is a chemical PFOA, a contaminant many believe was caused by a now-closed manufacturing plant. But state environmental experts are also looking at other sites where the chemical may turn up. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, places that regularly use firefighting foam are on that list.
Firefighters in Vermont don't use foam all that often. It's expensive, and many say there's little call for it unless you have a plane crash or gas or chemical spill. But at the Vermont Fire Academy in Pittsford and at Vermont's Air National Guard Base in South Burlington, foam flame retardant is regularly used for training and has been for years.
Yeah, we're standing where we typically do our foam training. You can see there's a 100 by 50-foot concrete pad.
Jim Litovich heads up training at Vermont's Fire Academy, a job he's held since 2001.
We have car fire props. We have a dumpster fire prop and flammable liquids pans.
He says they train with foam about five times a year and go through 100 to 150 gallons of it annually. Standing on the large concrete training pad, Litovich points to a long central drain that he says channels most of the water and foam residue into a large underground storage tank for reuse.
The type of foam we use now is called a training foam. It simulates what an actual foam does and also is biodegradable. So we like that aspect of it.
Firefighting foams have been around for more than 100 years, but the technology took a major leap forward in the late 1960s when fluorosurfactants became a key new ingredient. Chemical companies developed different processes to produce that synthetic compound. Some of those processes proved to be more hazardous than others and were discontinued. More recently, the Environmental Protection Agency has shown that some foams still being used have the potential to break down into harmful perfluorooctanoic acid. That's the same chemical that's turning up in North Bennington. Alyssa Shuren, commissioner of Vermont's Department of Environmental Conservation, says because the Fire Academy has been using foam for decades, it's important to test there.
When it comes to firefighting foam, we actually don't know if PFOA would have been used in that foam. Some foams have it, some foams don't. And so we have reached out to the Firefighting Academy to work with them to do to pull some samples there. But really, this is a proactive step, and we have no reason to believe there's a concern there at this time.
Richard Spees, a hazardous waste site specialist with the state, says the National Guard has already set up a schedule to begin testing its facility in South Burlington, possibly this summer, part of a nationwide effort to address cleanup efforts at bases across the country. A Vermont Guard spokeswoman was not able to confirm that. Spees and Environmental Conservation Commissioner Alyssa Shuren say it's hard to say how high firefighting foams will rank among risks, but both say it's important for the state to look into it.
We are still in an immediate response mode around North Bennington, and we are thinking about any type of statewide impacts on a parallel track, and the use of foam in the ways that we're talking about today are one of the first things we're looking at to start some proactive sampling, and those conversations are really just beginning.
Because the North Bennington situation is taking so much of the state's resources, state environmental officials were not able to say when the testing would begin at Pittsford. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.